Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Welcome to the 13-year anniversary episode of the DJ Bob Show. I am, of course, DJ Bob. Duh. And today, because of the pivot with all the strikes going on in the entertainment industry, we can't give you the interview that we originally planned to upload on this date. So that will come out at a later time. However, we didn't want to leave you empty-handed, so I'm going to read and answer some questions that you, my loyal fan base, have given me. Stuff that you want to know on our anniversary show. Here goes. And we're just going to go through them and see what happens. So, our first question comes from Tylea Flores, and she says, what advice would you give to people who are worn out from doing their podcast? Literally, take a break, but don't stop doing it. Just distance yourself from the microphone, from the computer. Listen to another episode of your podcast to kind of remember why you're doing this, and remember the impact that you're giving to people. Even if it's one person, you're still making an impact on the listener on the other side of the speaker. So, even if you're worn out, there's always a purpose for this stuff. I get worn out all the time, and these are the things that help me. So I hope that answers your question. So, our next question is an interesting one, and it's from our friend Julia Patterson. And she asks, if you could interview three people from history, who would they be? I would interview Steve Jobs because he was a visionary, and I want to know how his mind works and how he created something out of nothing. I love that sort of story and how it took a village to get where he is today, and Apple and all that stuff. I also would love to interview Norman Lear because he is a legend in the world of the sitcom. He broke a lot of ground and talked about race and talked a lot about hard-hitting issues at a time in the 70s when things were played safe a lot. But he and his team and his writer staff and anyone involved in All in the Family or One Day at a Time or any of those shows could do. So he would be a wonderful guest. Another person would be Paul McCartney. I mean, that one could actually happen. So, Paul, if you're here, if you're listening somehow, call me. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, so those are my three. Okay, so the next question is from our good buddy Leo, and he says, what is your favorite Broadway show? Rent. Rent was sort of my gateway into the world of Broadway via the 2005 film adaptation, and I kind of stuck with it. I was a Rent head at age 11, and listening and singing content that I shouldn't have been singing, but I still loved it, and I still listen to it to this very day, and it led me to things like Hamilton and In the Heights and a lot of Sondheim stuff, but that was really my way in. Prior to that, I'd seen stuff on the Rosie O'Donnell Show. I was a fan of Seussical for a long time and still am, but that was sort of the way in. So this one comes from a very dear friend of mine, and we worked together when I was a writer on a blog called Unwritten, doing a lot of lifestyle pieces. And the question is, what do you think is the most iconic piece of 90s and early 2000s media? I have not prepped these, which I think is great, because you're getting a raw reaction to these, so let's see. I think the iPod, when the iPod launched in 2001, because it was so unheard of at the time, and it was so monumental to have all your favorite songs in your pocket. You didn't have to carry a CD case anymore. You didn't have to carry a bunch of a Walkman. You just had one device and headphones. And yes, it was a brick in terms of how we have media now. But back then, it was so lightweight and so compact, and it could carry everything that you would need. But I really think that that was a touchstone and sort of a impactful moment in the music landscape, the technology landscape, all of it. It kind of changed the game. So yeah, the iPod. Next question from our friend Gary. He's got two. And he says, what interview has had the greatest impact on your life and how has it changed you? There are so many where there are moments from them that impact me daily, but as far as an interview, I would have to say Dr. Francois Clemens, Officer Clemens from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. We just really hit it off and really connected and talked about things that a lot of people don't talk about on a deeper lens. Like, people see him as this character on a kid show, but we got down to the nitty-gritty about some real important issues, which is something that I try to carry in every interview. So it's really hard to kind of narrow it down to one or two, because now that's an element in everything that I do. And he also asked, if you could give podcasting advice to 2010 Bob...
2010, Bob, where his voice was up here.
What advice would you give him? Wait till you hit puberty. No. I would just say to him, be yourself. Yeah, I can tell that you're trying to copy somebody else, that you're trying to be the fast-talking radio DJ that you hear, that you love, that you idolize. Stop being him. Dial it back and be more real with the content you're covering, and don't try to be like everybody else. Have your own unique voice. Don't try to emulate. And I know that's difficult, because when you're starting something in the beginning, you do copy everything you hear by default. And on that note, my friend Aaron Kalinowski asks, and on that note, my friend Aaron asks, what advice would you give for someone wanting to start a podcast? I would say take the time to really flesh out your idea and make sure that it works. Don't just do a podcast to podcast. I mean, and I know it's easy to do a podcast, and I know it's easy to just start one at the click of a button. But honestly, if you're just doing one to do one, is that really what you want to do, or is it a step? And that's a problem that I can almost tell just by listening to 5 Second Give a Podcast, whether they really love it or they're just doing it as a step to something else. So that is something that I've noticed, and I think you have to find your niche first before you start anything in this landscape. And our good buddy Jake Deffenbaugh, host of Jake's Happy Nostalgia Show, asks this question. He says, what do you enjoy most about doing the DJ Bob Show for all these years? I love having conversations with people, and I love sharing stories, like I say in the opening. But what I love about my journey within the show's history is that I've literally grown up with a lot of you. Some of you were there for the first show. A lot of you were not. But the DJ Bob Show is almost like a time capsule of me from teenage years to, I mean, I'm turning 30 in like 2 years. That is so scary now that I have my audience that I've built here with all of you. So that's what I really enjoy. Now, this one I did read in advance, and it was kind of hard for me to think of, so I'm going to try it here. Who was your most challenging get in booking a guest, and what steps did you have to take to make it happen? That's basically every press interview I do. Because a lot of press interviews, you constantly have to prove yourself. And you constantly have to show people that you're worth it. But aside from press interviews, I've had to go through some weird avenues. One time, so there were these two retired songwriters that worked on a couple Jim Henson projects that I wanted to talk to. And they're out of the business. No website, no agent, no nothing. No way of getting in contact. So I had to call their ski shop that they own in Lake Tahoe, California, to track them down. And it was hard to find an email, hard to find a person, hard to grasp them. And when I called them, they're like, how do you know that it's us? How did you find us? Whenever there's a moment like that, it's like I feel like the world's best detective, because I can say that I cracked the code. So my co-executive producer asks, what would you say is your proudest moment or interview you've done in the last 13 years? Well, I could say it's an interview, but honestly, it was a day, and that was December 10th, 2016. And it was a 10-hour radiothon benefiting the Children's Hospital of Colorado for my dear friends who have since passed on, Mark and Eric Stallman. They both had cerebral palsy and a bunch of underlying medical conditions, and I raised over $800 for them. We were doing 10 hours live on the air with guests and with phone calls and with music. It was sort of my foray back into that world, and knowing that my voice can make an impact and that I can rally people together like that, that is the most fulfilling thing in the world. So I am super thankful that I got to do that. So We've got a couple more questions, but I think before we do that, let's play a couple bloopers from our past, shall we? It's not very often that I get to cross an interview off the bucket list. Well, today, you guys are so lucky to get one of those, and I'm honored to share it with you. Cheryl Chased? Past tense? You can join our family, too. And the dog can bark as well. Welcome to August, and welcome to this week's edition of the DJ Bob Show. I'm sorry, but whenever I hear the word August, now, I think of the dog barking!
What's the special called? Alright, got her. Hey guys, this is the DJ Bob Show on the radio with you. Hey, you got a request? This is the DJ Bob Show on the radio with you. And hey, do you got a request? Well, you can tweet us. Tweet me at TheBobster21 on Twitter. And I'll reply to you instantly and try to get your request on the air. It's Nicki Minaj now with Sean Kingston and Letting Go. Does he love? That was bad. Hey, you got a request? Well, you can tweet us. Tweet me at TheBobster21. You can tweet me your song request, your shout-outs, and all that stuff. We got some great music coming up, including some B.O.B., some Paramore, and we got some great music coming up, including some B.O.B., Paramore, and lots of other stuff. Right now, Sean Kingston and Nicki Minaj with Letting Go on the DJ Bob Show.
The chase. And we're back. More questions from all of you. So, our good friend Brogan from Ireland says, you're on a desert island, and you can only have the complete box set of any TV series to keep you entertained. One TV series, to be exact. Once you watch each episode, you can never watch it again. What series are you taking? Brogan! I'm wishing. I would say Gilmore Girls, because I've only watched it once, and it is still stuck with me, and I've never had to watch it again all the way through, so I would say that that's pretty much it. Another toss-up would be SpongeBob, because once you watch all of SpongeBob, you can't, it's not over yet. Like, it's never ending, that's so. So even if I ended it, there'd be still more to watch. If the desert island somehow had cable in the process. And then the final question I have is from Tori. And she says, what inspired you to make your podcast? I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I had been doing internet radio for years, and things happened where I got, like, fired or, you know, moved off, and I wanted to start my own show because I missed the idea of entertaining people. So I came up with the DJ Bob Show on a whim, and here we are. And on that note, 13 years ago when I started this, it was literally just a fluke thing to get through the summer days. And now it's become bigger than me. It's become bigger than anything I could have imagined. And that's because of all of you. You guys are not listeners. You guys are family. And I try my best to make sure that you are consistently included in our work. You guys are in the loop with everything. You guys are on the journey with me. You guys are not just fans. You guys are deeply involved in the process and in the show. I want to connect with as many of you as I can and know what's going on in your life and know your like and dislike and care about you. Because without you, there wouldn't be this. And I can't wait to do this for 1,300 more years if I could. That's kind of impossible. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I was a kid playing CDs in my bedroom, doing fake radio shows on my Fisher-Price cassette recorder, listening to the Arthur soundtrack or the Rugrats movie soundtrack or any of those things, to think that I'd be able to talk to them and tell them how much their work impacted me here, and talk to them and tell them how much, to think that I could talk to them and tell them how much their work impacted me years later, that would have been so hard for me to fathom as a kid. But I'm here. And you're here. And we're on this journey together. So on that note, I know this isn't the 13-year anniversary episode you wanted, any of us wanted. We had a great interview, but unfortunately we can't air that due to the writer's strike and SAG-AFTRA. But this is almost a greater gift, because that will come out, and that is great, that is special. But the one-on-one communication is more valuable to me than anything. I say in the cold open that I love talking to people and watching people follow their dreams, and you guys are watching me do just that. Even in your own little corner, no matter where you are, you're here. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool feeling. So with that being said, thank you.